Thank you for downloading this program from the BBC. This program is part of World War One on the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/ww1.
If war breaks out, the soldiers would have to start for the front with no boots but those on their feet. The millions for which Parliament has been asked have been entirely wasted.
The 13th of July. The French Parliament hears devastating allegations. The army is not just short of good boots. It needs more heavy guns and better forts. The War Minister admits that most of the facts are correct, to general uproar. The radical, Georges Clemenceau, speaks for the opposition.
We are neither governed nor defended. I will give the government the alternative to give us the clean cut of Ulster or come and fight us. Unless they are prepared to leave us alone, we will recognise the provisional government and no other government.
In Belfast, unionists are marking the anniversary of the Battle of the Boyne. Their leader, Sir Edward Curzon, is prepared to defy Westminster. He has declared a provisional government, independent from Dublin and London.
The provisional government have given me authority to act at any moment and in any way I like to prevent home rule.
The crowd fire their revolvers in the air. The Times doesn't approve.
Men could not be persuaded to avoid the Wild West method of greeting or restrain their enthusiasm. Pistols rang out on all sides. Sir Edward Curzon waited with a smile. When he could be heard, he continued.
The government must make up their minds once and for all whether they are going to put Ulster down or whether they are going to leave us alone.
The prisoner stretched herself at full length on the seat in the dock and asked that someone should wake her up when the case was over.
Annie Bell, the suffragette who tried to blow up the church yesterday, is now in court.
I set off the bomb right enough. I meant it to blow up the church.
She also asked for a pillow. She did not go to sleep, however, but continued to talk to the court.
I'm proud of having done it. The only thing I'm sorry for is that the beastly thing wouldn't go off.
The prisoner was remanded for a week and quitted the court with a remark to the magistrate.
Goodbye, you old bully.
The crime was resolved upon in Belgrade, and the preparations were made with the cooperation of Serbian state officials.
Austria-Hungary's man in Sarajevo reports back to Vienna on the investigation into Franz Ferdinand's assassination. He hasn't been able to come up with the direct proof that the Serbian government was behind it, but several senior Serbian officials were almost certainly involved in the conspiracy.
The evidence leaves scarcely a doubt that Princip Gabinovic and Grabitz were secretly smuggled across the frontier to Bosnia by Serbian organs. They were directed by the frontier captains and helped by border guards.
That's good enough for Vienna. The Foreign Minister Bechtel tells the German ambassador that he is now convinced that speedy action is imperative.
Explore World War One on the BBC through our in-depth, interactive online content. Curated by experts and reporters including Ian McMillan, Kate Adie and Frank Gardner, each guide blends documentary, discussion and short films to take you through some of the key issues, from life in the trenches to poetry, propaganda and the role of women. To discover compelling new perspectives on the war that changed everything, go to bbc.co.uk/ww1.